Presley with Martin Bester.
Sammy Hall says...
Hello.
Hello. Hello.
I'm in my brat era.
Are you in your brat era? I that sounds better.
Mm-hmm.
That sounds more.
I don't know what it means. I'm just copying the Gen Z.
Right, okay, good. Excellent.
Like we all do.
Yeah.
You mean the Gen Alphas? Because surely you're Gen
What's
Z.
That? That's I'm a millennial.
The kids. Oh, really?
Yeah.
Look at you.
Yeah. Can't you see the sadness on my face?
No. Sally, lekker om jou weer te sien. How's it?
Good and you.
You're doing, you're doing something that I'm so proud of. Well done. You deserve it. You already have a great audience online. You already have a great audience on social media. But now you're going to see them.
Yeah. Exciting business. I decided, you know what? I'm going into stand-up comedy. I don't know what gave me the audacity, but yes, I have a show coming up in Centurion, which is in Pretoria, for those of you who...
Okay, all right. Okay, let's start there. I saw you touch on this. Mm-hmm. I saw you touch on this on social media. Look, I've been on air before saying, okay, because I'm also not from here originally. And then when I got here, I believe there was a little sensitivities around things like that. So I made it easy for everyone. From Midrand, that way,
south
can be Joburg.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
So if you live anywhere from Midrand, that way, you can say you're from Joburg.
Mm-hmm. That's correct.
Yeah.
Everything from here,
north,
that way,
north, uh-huh. Yep.
You can say you're from Pretoria.
That's correct.
Yeah. Except, there's a fight.
Except for Midstream. Midstream is Ekurhuleni.
Oh.
But you can also say you're from Centurion.
Yeah.
But then if you're from Centurion, aren't you from Pretoria?
I think
you can say it. If you're talking to people not from here.
Yeah.
Yeah. Midstream can reclaim halfway house. They can have...
It's like Kempton Park. If you're not from here, if you're from Cape Town or wherever, you can say it's Joburg.
Yeah,
even though
you.
It's not.
Thank you.
But you can say it's Joburg. Yeah. I don't care.
Yeah. But you don't say to a Pretoria person who lives in Brooklyn that you're from Pretoria when you live in Centurion. Does it make sense?
Oh,
so
I
it depends.
You.
It depends who you speak
speaking
to.
Speaking to.
Yeah. No, but
that's
Centurion is Pretoria, whereas Kempton Park is in Joburg technically, but Centurion is in Tshwane.
You know what? Can we just... Okay, it's 7:25 on a Monday morning. Can we quickly take a comment or two on that? I'm just going to pause. I'm going to pause right here.
But you're really going to do it. Wow.
Yeah. Okay. Sammy went there.
World War III.
So let's quickly for a second. Okay. Just one batch. We're not going to dwell on it. Just one batch of comments.
Yeah.
084-850-0942. For once and for all. For eens en for altijd. Can we settle this debate? And I want to hear from people from Johannesburg side.
Yeah.
I want to hear from people from East Rand side, West Rand side. If you're listening in from Cape Town, I want to hear from you. And if you're listening in from the north of Pretoria, I want to hear from you. Let's settle this once and for all. One round of WhatsApps coming up. Does Centurion count as Pretoria?
You're with your roaring family. Breakfast with Martin Bester.
Our special guest on the show this morning is Sammy Hall. Sammy Hall says you may follow her on social media already. She's got a stand-up show coming to Centurion. Centurion Theatre. And it is Friday, 22 November. Ons praat nou daaroor, but that now brought up the whole subject of what counts. Is Centurion Pretoria? So for people in the rest of the country... I think it is.
Yeah.
I mean, I speak to my friends in Gqeberha or Cape Town, or wherever the case may be, just I move towards Pretoria. But for people here locally, it's a big thing. It's important that you understand the difference between East Rand, Joburg North, for instance, or Joburg proper.
Yeah.
I've even had this conversation. When I lived in Sunninghill, I never forget, I had an argument with someone who said, that's not Joburg.
Oh, what does it say?
It's not Johannesburg.
It's Johannesburg.
Yeah, it is. It's anders, maar Johannesburg is soos in, Johannesburg.
Oh, no.
I think it makes a difference to older people because let's be honest about one thing. When I moved here many years ago, there was a massive difference between these two cities.
Yes. Yeah, absolutely.
There was darkness.
There was a huge gap.
There was a massive gap.
Yeah.
You would drive from Johannesburg to Pretoria and there would be nothingness.
Yeah.
You're going on a road trip.
Yeah.
Now, where does it start? Where does it end? So, in our defense. But okay. For once and for all, ladies and gentlemen, let's settle the debate. Is Centurion Pretoria yes or no?
Martin, what is your dialing code? Is it 012? and that's Pretoria.
Mm-hmm. Okay, but landlines, that's also a very random way to test that. Landlines, really?
Businesses?
Yeah, no, but if you have a house, though, if you live in Centurion, do you still have a landline?
Some people in my estate do.
Oh.
Believe it or not.
That's cool.
Next to the facts.
Sure. Nice.
No, man, there's absolutely no way that Centurion is part of Pretoria. Centurion is Centurion. It stands on its own.
Hmm? Ek het nie honger Centurion nie, ek het nie honger Twani nie, bly nie moed. As jy nie nie moed bly nie, as jy nie in Pretoria
nie.
Moed tot die dood.
Moed tot die dood. Die sê ding wat hulle sê, meng jou met die semels en die varke vreet jou op. Ons wat in Centurion bly is met niemand gemeng nie.
Wow.
Ons is op ons eie Pretoria, is op hulle eie. Baie dankie.
Wow.
Centurion is the heart of Pretoria. Finish and car.
Nee, hoorie, Centurion is definitief nie Pretoria nie. Want as jy van Pretoria af oor die 30 km moet ry, of amper 40 km moet ry, om in Centurion uit te kom, dan nie. Centurion is beslis nie Pretoria nie.
Ek stem met jou glad nie saam nie, want as jy daaraan dink, so Centurion is John Foster of Botha of so, nie?
Mm-hmm.
Dan is die volgende ene wat? Gasfontein? Is ek reg? Of is het Rigel?
Rigel. Rigel, ja.
Rigel Avenue.
Ja,
dis nie 30 km nie.
Nee,
dis minder as... 10.
Minder as 10,
ja. Ja, en as jy in Joburg is, dan rij jy 4 ure aan 10 kilometer. So, dit beteken ook nie
veel. Good point. Okay, next.
I am from Centurion and I disagree then. If you are in Centurion, you do not say you're from Pretoria. You say you're from Centurion to another Pretoria person. But for anyone outside, like Joburg or Cape Town or so, you will say, I am from Pretoria.
As someone who lives in Pretoria, to me, if you live in Centurion, as much as it's part of Tshwane, it's not Pretoria. Centurion is still Centurion. And my worst is when people who live in Irene say they live in Pretoria. That's definitely not Pretoria. It's like Pretoria light.
Oh, my soul.
Pretoria light. Pretoria light for you, boo.
Oh, I'm sorry.
But Squin, mate,
you're Pretoria light.
Okay. Whoa. Okay, now that you've raised that point, so is Irene... Is not Centurion.
No, that's Pretoria Light. She's Pretoria Light. That for you, yes.
So there's a certain estate that also borders on Irene.
Yes.
That also often people there say they live in Irene.
Oh, they claim to be Irene.
And then Irene, the Iranians. okay, you live in Irene, you're in Centurion.
Okay, just a bit of clarity. There's another big estate, Midstream. Where is that?
Ekurhuleni.
Ekurhuleni.
Yeah, really?
It's East Rand.
Ekurhuleni, but also that's confusing, man.
Yeah.
That's confusing. We
can
know.
We not
we
just
know.
Say Pretoria, Joburg, and everything past that is Bloemfontein.
We
have Cape Town, that's all.
We had a solution for so many years, we just never took it seriously.
Yeah.
But Ekurhuleni.
Egoli.
I stay Egoli. My uncle worked in the mines, Martin. He actually lived in Randfontein. I thought he lived in Joburg. He lived hundreds of kilometers away from here.
Right.
And he just said Egoli. That was it.
City of gold.
City of gold.
And part of
I suspect. Egoli. I suspect the Capetonians have similar conversations.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes.
About Stellenbosch.
Manoeuvrians. about Stellenbosch, about Hermanus.
Yeah.
Durbanville.
About all those places.
Somerset West. Mm-hmm.
But now, once again, for the rest of us, don't irritate us. You can just say you moved towards Cape Town.
Yes. I live in Cape Town.
Yeah. Then even if you are Hermanus or whatever, it's Cape Town. It's Cape Town for us.
Okay, but Hermanus can't be
Hermanus
Cape
is
Town.
Fine.
It's Cape Town.
I had this conversation when I did my first trip to Cape Town. And I was like, I struggled to find Stellenbosch on the map. And I realized, oh, my geography is not great. And people said, no, that's not Cape Town. I was like, it's a Durban.
Yeah. It's like Franco, it's Cape Town.
Oh, do you have to then say that's the Western Cape?
It's the Winelands.
Oh, okay.
Wow. Do you have it onlangs shows gehad?
I had 3 sold-out shows gehad in Cape Town.
Nice.
I had besluit om daar te begin, want is ver genoeg dat as ek nou... my naam dinge smaak, gaan ek die mense raak loop. En snaaks genoeg, my grootste following is in die Kaap.
Oh.
Ja, by far.
Oh, wow.
Ja, so toe gaan doen ek 3 shows daar, great gegaan, en toe doeg ek, dis tyd dat ek terugkom, en in my Pretoria is shading in Centurion.
So, so the show centers around some stupid questions in life that I'm guessing you get often.
Mm-hmm.
Do people often ask you, why are you still single?
So often. And it's a stupid question. How are you supposed to answer, why are you still single? Like,
what are they implying?
Yeah, you know, I'm really hard to love. How are you supposed to answer that?
No. I think to clarify, I think it's when you're hot. And people are like, why are you still single?
Sometimes they mean it as a compliment, but then they're like, okay, so you don't look terrible, so your personality must really suck.
Yeah.
What? You're crazy.
Yeah, it's a nicer way of asking what's wrong with you?
Yeah. What's the matter?
So we'll pause on that question next. Why are you still single? And other stupid questions coming up.
This is Breakfast with Martin Bester. Jacaranda FM.
Ons spesiale gas Sammy Hall van Samuel says op sosiale media sy het 'n show op pad Centurion Theater Vrydag 22 November. You did the show in Cape Town. You got a lot of love in Cape Town. Did you enjoy it there?
Oh, I loved it. I've never been to Cape Town before, and then I did 3 trips in 2 months. So
it's your first time going to Cape Town ever?
It was my first time ever.
Wow.
I was so excited. It's different. It feels like, you know, they do things differently. Like, they also have the traffic lights like we do. But theirs have, like, lights that goes green. And, I mean, it's an interesting way to do it. Yeah, it goes green or red or orange.
Fascinating. Right. Yes.
Ours are more, like, ornamental. So
yes. Yeah. They look more darkish. Like, just, they don't, not bright in your face.
Yeah. They're demure.
Yeah.
Our traffic lights are very
demure. Yes. The ones there, they change color and stuff. It's
very
more
flashy.
More brat.
Yeah, yeah.
So, the traffic also, it's a lot of traffic, eh? It's Pesach.
But it's because they decided, let's do our speeding limits at so low. I didn't think I was so obnoxious helping her, but I am. I am, because they are slow.
40 kilometers an hour on the highway.
On the highway. Mm. And they don't thank you if you give them a gap.
No.
I took my gap back.
Did you take the back?
Yeah, so I gave someone a gap. They didn't flip it like me.
Yeah.
And I went past them and I took my gap back. Sorry. I was like,
I love that.
Yeah. We are not rude in Gauteng.
I'll ungap you. Although there's a very good chance it might be a Gauteng.
Yeah, probably.
So do people really ask you, why are you still single? And how do you answer them?
So I've noticed that as people, we do like to ask stupid questions.
Yes.
Either that we know the answer to or that you don't want the answer to.
You're not really there for the answer, but you have to ask it.
You just have to ask. Like, why are you still single? There's no good answer. But then I thought about it and I was like, there's many good answers.
Okay, give me one.
The reason, well, because dating sucks. Have you been on a date? Mm-mm.
You Felicity. The
cue Felicity.
Dating does suck.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Trying to go on a date, never mind actually then going on the date. Just that whole process is
meeting people, exhausting.
Ugh. My house is great. My stuff is great.
Exactly.
Why are you here? Now I must put my bra back on and look cute and go out into public with you.
Probably have to wash my hair.
Oh, the worst.
That's a lot.
Awful.
Where do you meet people?
Yeah.
Where do you meet people?
Yeah.
Oh, so, talking about stupid questions.
Yeah.
So I obviously don't want to give spoilers to my show, but I have a whole segment about where do you actually meet people, because everyone I know met their significant other in high school.
Yeah.
Or at work.
Yeah, yeah.
I work for myself from home, where all my things are and other people aren't, which is amazing. So actually meeting people, it's difficult.
It is.
It's my luck.
Yeah.
But we ask all stupid questions, not just a few. We ask all, as you ask people, how can it? Do you really want to know? Like, if you ask your grandma, maybe you want to know. But if you're doing grocery shopping and you and the cashier are like, hi, how are you? The only thing you can say is good and you.
Yeah.
So that also makes us all liars.
Until that one day. Until the one day you give people
The honest answer, an actual trauma dump.
And they like it. I didn't ask.
But you did.
That's the thing. That's the thing.
Yeah.
That's the thing. You did ask.
Well, my favorite. Have you guys ever worked in retail?
Yes.
Ish.
Yeah. So if you are there behind the counter at your work with your non-bloikie, and someone comes in and asks, "Are you open?"
No, I'm just standing here.
No, I just like my family, and I want to be a. Like away from them.
Yes.
Yeah. So I rather sit here behind this counter.
It's fun here.
Yeah. And I've asked that question, if I'm being honest. I've asked it before, but then you think, like, why did I ask it? It's a stupid question.
I mean, it's not as they can look that disinterested that you have to also check.
Yeah. Is this a good time for me to approach you come into your shop?
Request some service.
Yeah. I don't think like retail workers needs to be friendly. Because it feels disingenuous. I've been in retail.
You don't really want to be there.
No. You kind of have to pay the bills and what. So I don't mind if they are a bit like, just get it over with.
Really?
Yeah.
I turn into the worst customer then. Because I'm going to be like, oh, is everything okay at home? Are you all right?
Probably it's not.
Oh, really?
I'm not saying they should be rude, but like they don't have to be fake friendly
for
my benefit. They can just be like, yes.
Just helpful.
Just helpful. Do your thing and leave.
So they don't have to say good morning. They can just say morning.
Yeah, because who are they to judge if my morning is good?
What do you want?
I want you to act like you are so excited I'm in that shop. Okay. Make it the best shopping trip for me. You guys are weird.
Two stupid questions. For me, the one that really triggers me is when you go into like a car dealership and they ask you, how can we help you?
I
don't know why. It's perfectly honest. Mm. It's perfectly sincere. Mm. It's perfectly above board. But for some reason, it makes me want to be sarcastic.
Do you feel like saying,
I'm here for a bed.
Yeah, or a t-shirt. Yeah.
Where's your bathroom?
Yeah.
Do you have a bathroom? Yeah. That's another question.
What are your thoughts on the US elections? I popped in for some answers.
But people mean well, but we are a weird species. And I love people watching. And that's how I come up with my content and with the whole show, is just by observing people. And we are all a bit weird.
We're all a bit weird, and I love that you pointed out. So if you want to go and see the show, Sammy Hall says, live, you're going to have lots and lots of fun. Vrijdag 22 November in Centurion/Pretoria.
Whatever you identify as.
But it's called Centurion Theatre, so I think that leads you to Centurion. Just saying. And you can get your tickets via Quicket.
Yes, or you can go to Centurion Theatre's website and there would be a link there.
I think you're fabulous. I can't wait to see your show. You must have the best time. Keep asking questions. Keep people watching. And please keep reflecting on us, society, as honestly as you can.
Will do. Thank you for having me. I always love visiting.
Yay.
I'm going to drop off my CV on my way. Permanently.
Here in Midrand. Thank you, Sam.
Breakfast with Martin Bester. 6 to 9 weekdays. Jacaranda FM.